Did you know that Dillon Brothers arranges financing for nearly 70% of their motorcycle customers? Getting on the bike of your dreams might be easier than you think.
Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's
ride. So things get cracking this afternoon for Nebraska baseball. Got Yale. Sorry. I wish I was smart enough to go to Yale. I'd want to see Nebraska go out there and handle. Just rock Yale. You got to go, and I think they got to go with their with Myers on the mound. I mean, he's you got to make sure you win this first game. You know, never a fan of that. I think that's sometimes a mistake people make in these double eliminations. Like, well, you know, let's say now you got to make sure when the sun comes up tomorrow, you're in a good spot. And Yale, not a great pitching team. ERA around 6. Nebraska should be able to get the bats rolling. As far as, you know, winning a game against Oregon State or emerging from this Corvallis Regional, not looking good. I mean, as Kevin Kugler said yesterday, Oregon State's arguably the best team in the country. Beavers are 26-1 at home this season. They're lights out on the mound. Not great. Now, I will say this. I do like the fact that Nebraska has already faced Oregon State this year. Played them twice earlier in the season, got beat 10-1 and then 5-2. And even though you went 0-2 and got whopped pretty good in one of them, there's at least some familiarity there. I think whenever you're an underdog in a matchup, having seen the team before helps a ton. It helps it get some of the jitters or nerves out of the way. And anytime you know exactly what to expect as an athlete, that helps. There isn't that kind of like wondering, God, well, I wonder what they're like. I wonder what this pitcher's like. I wonder what they're like on the. Yeah, I mean, you've been able to go against this team. You've seen their mounds, or what they got on the mound. They've seen their arms. You've gone against this team. I think that. So if you're looking for a positive, I think that's good for Nebraska. But I think all things considered, it won't be enough. I think Nebraska beats Yale. Then gets beat by Oregon State. We'll see if they can battle back, take another crack at the Beavers. Hopefully they do. Just be good. Go win two games. I don't think either of them are going to be against Oregon State. Go win two games this weekend. And we'll see what happens. But it's certainly a tall task to try and take down, you know, a team that's arguably the best team in college baseball. But I think it's good that they've already played. They've seen them before. You've been able to deal with, or at least seen the arms before. So there isn't that like, oh man, what's this going to be? Or that feeling out process that takes place. But so it'll be fun. By the way, I think the game's on ESPN3. It's on ESPN3. We've had a handful of people try and figure. It's on ESPN3 this afternoon, 3:00 first pitch, taking on Yale. You know, we'll see what happens. 402-951-1620. You know, a couple of kind of off the beaten path things here. Number one, did you see apparently what Russell Westbrook was doing last night? Russell Westbrook apparently Snapchatted he was watching Sister Act 2. With the NBA Finals going on, he Snapchatted he was watching Sister Act 2. I don't know why. You know I'm not a huge Westbrook guy. I don't know why that is, like, arguably my favorite thing that's happened in a week.
See, I think that I'm not a fan of Russ on the floor. I'm not a fan of some of the things that he says. But if we're talking his troll game,
it's pretty solid.
It's pretty good.
Dude, it's...
And now you can say, yo, you're a sore loser. But I mean, you know what? You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And that's what Russ was doing.
Instead of watching the NBA Finals where Kevin Durant scored 38 and the Warriors are blowing out the Cavs, he's watching Whoopi Goldberg and Sister Act 2. I think that's hysterical. And it's the perfect movie to, like, of all the movies he could have been watching. It's not near as funny if he's watching, if he's watching Moonlight or he's watching La La Land or he's like the fact that it was a 1990s sequel kind of mindless movie, Sister Act 2. How you stumble upon, no one seeks out Sister Act 2. You just stumble on to Sister Act 2. No one sits down, it's like, all right, babe, what do you want to do? You want to watch, let's go, what do you think? Yeah, I heard Hacksaw Ridge was good. Hidden Figures was those were two. Let's want to go Sister Act 2? Yeah, let's go Sister Act 2. No one does that. You're watching Sister Act 2. Why is that the greatest thing ever to me?
It is the greatest thing ever.
Oh,
it is.
God.
What's he going to be watching on Sunday night?
Like, I mean, what's another rant? Like,
you know,
Lethal
what?
Weapon?
You know what? I think I'm going to watch Naked Gun.
I'm going to go Naked Gun. We're going to begin. I'm going to watch Back to the Future 3.
I'm going to watch Blazing Saddles.
I mean, God. Isn't that amazing?
No, honey, I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch basketball tonight. Could we just put in Barbershop 2, please?
I mean, he's watching Sister Act 2. That's one of my favorite things I've ever seen. Someone screenshotted it, said what Russ is doing, and it was Sister Act 2. Oh, God. God, that's good. Man, come on, Cleveland. We've all been waiting for this, and I'm just, I don't know. I mean, part of me is a little depressed today because I kind of feel like, I don't know if we're going to get a good competitive series. Frustrated. We'll see. Bill Livingston, Cleveland.com. He's going to stop by at 12:30. Game time.